Joining me live in studio this morning is Verlin Andrews. Verlin is a consultant for the Afton Family Search Center with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and he oversees the center as part of those responsibilities. Good morning, Verlin. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, appreciate you coming in today. Any potholes on your way in today?
A couple.
Yeah. At least, right? A couple per block is probably, yeah. Well, Verlin, no, we appreciate your time in studio today to learn more about Family Search and the center and what's offered there. First, tell us about yourself as far as how long you've been helping at the Family Search Center and kind of what happens there.
Well, I retired in 2014, and decided that finding my family was something that I needed to do, and to learn about them and their travels and where they had been. So, I started coming to the center in January of 2014. Spent a couple of months and ended up as the lead consultant or director of the center, and have learned so much about my family that I didn't know. And I think this is the message that we would like to get out to folks, that in just a few short clicks of a mouse, you can find so many things about your family that you didn't know.
Which is the whole goal, correct? And so what has that process been like for you? Has there been a moment or a specific ancestor that you stumbled across that really sticks out in your mind?
Well, I had an experience. We were working at the center one night, and the computers all went down. And that's always a frustration, you know, some things that you can't control and can't fix. Well, we have a small library there that has books in it, and I took the opportunity to go in and pull the book off the shelf, and as I was perusing through that document, I came across a name, and I thought, well, wait a minute, that's something that I just seen on a computer a little bit ago. And I read through this book, and it happened to be a history of the Martin Willie Handcart Company. We'd made that trip to Martin's Cove and those places, and I didn't have any ancestors that I read about anywhere. No one had my last name. But there was two ladies in the Martin Willie Company that were my grandmothers. And one was 22 and one was 66. And they left England on their own and ended up in that situation where they ended up in the high desert, you know, without the means that they needed. But that was something that set in motion a lot of other research that I've done, and has a very special place in my heart for those two ladies who went through what they did.
And it sounds like you wouldn't have stumbled across that had the computers not gone down, huh?
No, I wouldn't have.
Wow, that's incredible. It really is. Verlin Andrews in studio this morning. He's, again, a consultant and overseeing the Afton Family Search Center. Recent change in name for the centers, right? It used to be Family History, is that
yes.
correct?
Well, if you go back to the beginning, we used to call it genealogy, and you know that's a pretty boring word. Trying to be able to maintain your desire to find things, but I think with the word changes that with this change, it used to be Family History. Family History Center, and there's a lot goes into history, but I think the whole intent that we want people to understand is this: is we want to search your family. There's a lot of documentation out there. The stability of family and to know where you came from and to know your background is important, and I think especially for young people.
Perfect. Tell us more about what is available there and kind of the training. When people hear, I got to go do this on a computer, there's going to be some that are a little hesitant, right? Tell us, obviously, there's people like yourself there to help, and what kind of resources are available?
Well, we have 58 member staff. We're open 5 days a week. Mondays, we're open from 9 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we're from 9 in the morning till 8 o'clock at night. And Fridays, we're open from 10 o'clock in the morning till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So there's always someone there to help. We don't want people to be nervous that they're going to come and get thrown, you know, just thrown out into the shark bed there. But we have two research rooms. We have 27 computers, which is a, you know, a large, it's one of the larger centers in our area. And it's open to everyone. You don't have to be a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to come and participate at our center. And there are people there to help. Family Search is an open architecture. There is no cost. We will, you know, have people come in. We'll get them set up an account and show them how to use the tools that we have. And they're just too many research tools to talk about. The main difference that we are at the Family Search Center here is there you can do everything that we do at home, but we do have some tools that you have to pay for at home. And if you're at the center, it is an institution version of the software, which allows us to show you how to find a few things that you wouldn't normally be able to do.
Okay, free of charge.
Yeah.
Then it sounds like. Perfect. Verlin, are you looking for more help volunteer-wise?
We would take anyone that would love to work in Family Search. If they have skills in that area and they enjoy doing it, it's an all-volunteer situation that we're in. We would love, we have, you know, like I say, we have 58 members on staff, but we're still shorthanded at times when you know, you get a group that comes in. We have young men and young women come in and do the search for their families. Every Thursday, we have what we call Indexing Day. And the training room is used by people who come in and index together. And that's the process of taking physical documents and turning it into a digital document, and which has been just amazing, the work that has been done there.
Excellent. Verlin Andrews again in studio. He oversees and is a consultant as well for the Afton Family Search Center with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You mentioned a lot of the research that you guys are doing in the center could be done at home. So what about some of our listeners that maybe live outside the Star Valley area and don't have as easy access to a local family search center? Do you guys, if someone could maybe, can people give you a phone call and maybe ask for direction on how to get started and how to do it from home?
Absolutely. We would take phone calls at the center or, you know, my personal cell phone. I would encourage people to give us a call. It would be great. We would love to have the opportunity just to share what we do.
And is the correct phone number 885-7668?
Yes.
Is that for the search center itself?
That's the center.
Okay, perfect. 885-7668. Well, Verlin, we appreciate your time on the air today. Thank you so much for this information. Anything we missed that you'd like to mention today?
Well, we just encourage people to come find their families. That's the most important thing is that families are everything.
That's Verlin Andrews with the Afton Family Search Center this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. It's all part of the SBI Radio Network.